Carolyn, we're going to move away from normal astronomy a little bit here and towards particle physics. You've got news from the LHC.
The LHC is the world's highest energy particle accelerator, and it's this enormous experiment that's in a huge circular tunnel deep under the French-Swiss border. And it's designed to smash tiny particles into each other at high speed. And they've spent a lot of their time over the last year smashing protons into each other. And that's for the particle physics to look for this elusive Higgs boson that's supposed to give everything mass. But more recently, they've been doing an experiment which is more related to astrophysics in some way, where they're not smashing protons into each other, but lead ions into each other at high speed. So when they smash together head-on, they create these very short-lived fireballs, which are some of the hottest and densest fireballs we've been able to recreate in an experiment here on Earth. We do this not because it's recreating the Big Bang, as has been alleged in some of the media, but it's more that we can study some of the physical conditions of this big soup of highly charged particles in the very early universe and how that behaves. So you've got things like quarks and gluons that you might have heard too, all interacting with each other. So you've got this kind of this fog of these subatomic particles. And this isn't something we've normally been able to study experimentally. It's something we can only think about and do theory or simulations on. But the fact you have these fireballs that are created at temperatures of, say, over a trillion degrees, it's the first time we can actually study experimentally this kind of plasma at these extreme conditions.
And Carolyn, wasn't there also something else coming out from CERN this month about capturing antimatter?
Well, yes, not just antimatter, because we've created antiparticles like anti-electrons, anti-protons before. The exciting thing about this, it is an anti-atom. So it's a hydrogen atom or anti-atom. And not just that they created it, but they were able to trap it and hold it for about half a second. Now, this may not seem like a big deal, but antimatter usually completely annihilates instantly. And so the fact that you can hold it and trap it holds the promise that we're going to be able to do experiments and be able to study antimatter in greater detail and perhaps get to some of the root of how it differs from ordinary matter and why there's this huge imbalance in the early universe, meaning that we've got a universe made of matter rather than equal proportions of matter and antimatter.